Well, I was associated with Harry under Hugh Jennings' management a year before I took the management of the Detroit Ball Club. I realized that Harry had great hitting ability. And when I took the club over, we had a reconstruction job to do. And I will say this, that a lot of times things look rather hazy for us, accomplishing what we might try to do. But one of the bright spots in my memory is the wonderful ability that Heilman showed, and his ability to hit. Harry, I think, was the best right-hand hitter we've had in the American League in the last 40 years, or at least while I was there. And he helped me solve so many of my problems by his wonderful cooperation in every way. Now, Harry was a boy that he played the outfield. And if I asked him to play first base, why, Harry would most willingly do it. If I'd asked him to play shortstop, he would have gone to short. And of course, I think that you can sense how I feel about the loss that we all have in Harry's passing. And I don't know much else that I can say, except that it's a great sorrow to me, and because the boy, I have only very fine memories of Harry's playing and my association with him on the ball club.
And I'm among the hundreds of thousands who tonight are sharing the grief over the loss of a great American. One of my regrets is that as one of the all-time great all-stars, an all-star athlete, an all-star announcer, and above all, an outstanding American.
Well, Harry, when I was here, it seemed that Harry was coming and I was going. I was going out about that time, but of course I miss Harry too, the same, because he was a friend of mine and we got along fine together. Of course, we all know that he could really hit that ball, and we were very much surprised to learn that he had passed on this morning. We were going out there, you know, to see him. So I joined with the rest of the people who have spoken in extending sympathy to the wives.
Well, I think that Harry was 56. You could say almost 50 years of that time he spent playing or promoting or advancing baseball, not because for a game, but because of the love that he had for the game.
Yeah. I would like to thank the Times and yourself for making this occasion possible, and that I'm highly honored to be named as one of the old-time Detroit players. And I would like to say a word, if I may, for Davy Jones.
A squadron of 34 planes has carried out a mass raid in an effort to prevent an expected grasshopper invasion of Colorado, Arizona, and Wyoming. Experts figure the hoppers will start laying their eggs in about a week, but by that time, almost 500,000 acres will have been sprayed to poison the breeding grounds and wipe out the grasshopper plague.
Eastern Standard Time now, 12:05. This is Ed Lasko speaking on behalf of the entire staff of WKZO, wishing you a most pleasant good night and good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Here is Ned Woolley from Lou Hubbard's Men's Store, 117 West Michigan Avenue.
Hi. Hope you enjoyed the fight. And here is a knockout. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, 150 year-round weight suits are on sale at about 25% off. For example, $55 suit for $41.95, $69.50 suits for $51.95, and so forth. And these suits are not lightweights, either. Every suit in this group is a champion. All these suits are from a regular stock. Frankly, we have too many. Even if you don't need one now, why not take advantage of these substantial savings tomorrow, Friday, or Saturday? Thank you, and good night. Have fun.
That was Ned Woolley of Lou Hubbard's Men's Store, 117 West Michigan. Go in tomorrow, Friday, or Saturday, and get your suits at 25% off.
Everyone always laughs at the cartoon of the woman who gets 100 miles from home and then wonders if she's turned off the flame under the tea kettle. But any nagging worry like this can easily spoil a whole vacation trip. Here's a small checklist of things that should be attended to at home before you leave. Perhaps some of them may help you to travel this summer with peace of mind. First, it's wise to stop all regular deliveries, such as milk, bread, and your daily newspaper. Then, if you have houseplants that you're proud of, you'll want to leave them with a neighbor or friend who will take good care of them. Arrange for necessary watering and cutting of your lawn, too. How about pets? You can either board your pets at a veterinarian's, or perhaps you can leave them at home and have that same kind neighbor feed them at mealtimes. Hope you have nice neighbors. If you wish, you may turn off water, gas heater, and electricity. Make arrangements to have your mail either hailed or forwarded. And if you're going for a long vacation, it's a good idea to notify the police of your departure and return dates, and to leave a key and an address where you can be reached with a neighbor. Either empty and defrost your refrigerator and leave the door ajar, or use up perishable and frozen foods and set the control at low, midway between normal and defrost. Then, just before you drive away, check the lights, windows, door locks, and faucets. And don't go away leaving your Monday's washing drying on the line. And then, remember to have a wonderful time. What are you going to wear on that vacation? Not that vacation is particularly the place to dress up. You'll want relaxing clothes most of the time. But coming and going, you'll want good travel clothes. Suits are being shown right now with a new full skirt. True, there have been full skirts before, but these are fuller, and they're being worn starting right now, and with a circumference of anything from 2 moderate yards to 5 yards extravaganza. The fullness of the new skirt is shaped to fall below the hips, and often with a stiffened petticoat worn beneath. With the emphasis placed again, as it always is when skirts are full, on the smallness of the waist. The new full skirt has its advantages. It's young-looking, but doesn't necessarily take a young thing to wear it. Another advantage, it allows freedom of movement, something the narrow skirt doesn't do. Its disadvantage is that any full skirt limits the kind of coat you can wear with it, but wide or narrow, choose that which looks best on you. The magazines and papers are full of cool-looking recipes. Here's one that's easy to follow, and the easier the better in summertime. It's all about soup, that good substantial food that you fall back on when you can think of nothing new to eat. Usually it's a wintertime food, but it can be a cool, appetizing summer dish. For instance, did you ever think of serving condensed cream of chicken soup in any other way but hot? You can, And it's easy. For 3 to 4 servings, empty a can of condensed cream of chicken soup into a bowl, and then add an equal quantity of milk, along with 1/4 to 1/2 a teaspoon of curry powder. Mix well and chill for several hours. Just before serving,